Doc, back here in Missouri, where you used to work at the St. Louis Zoo, of course, they are working on legislation to protect doctors who prescribe ivermectin or hydrochloroquine because they don't want them to lose their license. And apparently the doctors are afraid that they could. But that looks like they're going to pass this bill and give the doctors, prevent law enforcement from doing anything to them or losing their doctor's license.
Well, ivermectin, of course, is a cream that's used on horses for external parasites, lice and things like that, but it also kills viruses. And so there's so many, before they were allowing little kids to be vaccinated, you could use the ivermectin horse cream, if you will, on kids, and it would do a good job of protecting them against the virus. And so I have a shelf in my little cupboard. I have about 20 of the tubes of the ivermectin in case anybody in our family, gets COVID or gets exposed to it. So I know ivermectin has a lot of research on it. It was approved for human beings for external parasites like lice, head lice, many years ago. So it's been approved by the FDA for use for external parasites. So it's not like the FDA is not familiar with it for human use. So for them to say they don't know anything about it in humans, that's not true.
What makes it so powerful to kill off parasites and viruses?
Well, it's the chemistry, okay? It's the recipe in the ivermectin, okay? It's the recipe, and it's not complicated. It's very simple. There's two chemicals in there that will kill lice and ticks and that sort of stuff, but it just so happens it also kills viruses. Which they didn't plan on that, and so that was just sort of a plus. And it's one of those things where, what can I say? You take advantage of those things when they pop up because they can save lives. And of course, when you look at the world, I look at the world about four times a day when it comes to COVID-19. We have 84 million infections in the United States. We have 1,028,000 dead. Our next biggest one, second to the United States, is India. They have five times the population we have. They have 1.3 billion people. We only have 332 million. And in India, they only have 43 million infections, about half the number of infections we have. And they only have 566,000 dead. They have half the dead we have. And they have five times the population. Okay? And that's because they get these minerals, okay, to support their immune system because of their diet. They have a lot of volcanoes and things like that. So the volcanic ash is full of these minerals, which they use for fertilizer. It's in the water they drink and so forth. On the coastal communities in India, they eat a lot of seaweed, kind of like the Asians. And so even though they're the second largest producers of wheat, gluten, they have enough mineral nutrition to support their immune system. So they have half the number of infections we have, and they have five times the population. They have half the number of dead we have, and it drops off very quickly after that. The next biggest one is Germany. Next biggest one is the UK. The next biggest one is Spain. And why is that? Well, that's because they all live on gluten, wheat, barley, rye, and oats. Their intestines are dead. And they don't have a history of or a proactive way to supplement with minerals to support their immune system. So that's why the countries that are historically gluten eaters have such a high rate of COVID infections and deaths.
One of the problems with people taking ivermectin is they've been taking the horse dose. A horse is 1,500 pounds. A human's 150 to 200 pounds, generally. I mean, but they've been taking the horse amount, and they've been getting sick. So you need to be careful with that.
Yeah. And, of course, I always say, if it says, for a horse, which is 800 to 1,000 pounds, and you give a dose, you weigh 100 pounds, just take one-tenth or a quarter of the dose. I mean, this is not difficult.
I mean, the ivermectin paste alone is not going to hurt you. It just depends on the quantity you take, right?
Well, you can drink too much water and kill yourself.
Well, that's true, too. How does that happen?
Well, when you drink too much water, you dilute all your nutrients. You can't even get oxygen out of your hemoglobin and your red blood cells when you drink too much water.
You suffocate, basically?
You suffocate.
Oh, my God. How much water is too much water, Doc?
Well, let's see here. I would say for an average-sized adult, you know, 125 to 150 pounds, if you drink a couple of gallons of water a day, it's too much. Okay? A quart a day is about right.